In Russia, demonstrators are putting on the biggest display of public unrest in recent years. Several thousand people have taken to the streets of Moscow to protest against what they say are flawed parliamentary elections. The election process, which saw Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party gain around 50% of the vote, has also been criticised by US and European authorities. Barbara Miller has our report.
The protesters' message is simple: Russia without Putin, they chant.
Russia без Путина! Russia без Путина!
Мне кажется, рейтинг правящей партии и нашего, видимо, будущего президента падает.
I think the standing of the ruling party and our probable future president is falling. And many people are unhappy and have decided to take to the streets to speak out about it.
The protesters say the parliamentary elections were flawed, a view supported by the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The OSCE issued this statement.
The contest was also slandered in favour of the ruling party, as evidenced by the lack of independence of the election administration, the partiality of most media, and the undue interference of state authorities.
In Washington, too, there's disquiet about the election process. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
These concerns are reflected in the preliminary report issued by the OSCE's Election Observation Mission, including a lack of fairness in the process, attempts to stuff ballot boxes, and the manipulation of voter lists, among other things.
Честный выбор, мы за честный выбор.
This Moscow woman, who gave her name as Valentina, says she's sure the elections have been rigged.
Результаты выборов были фальсифицированы.
She turns to her friend. Right, she says. They're going to come after you, her friend says. Yes, says Valentina.
Да.
The protests are said to be the largest in recent years. They are a worry for the now Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, but are not expected to stop him becoming president again after elections in March. Graham Gill is Professor of Government and Public Administration at the University of Sydney.
What we've seen has been the ruling party's support has dropped significantly, but it's still got around about 50% of that support. Now, while we don't know to what extent that figure is fraudulent, it is still probable that that it is the largest party in terms of popular support. Now, the issue is whether Putin interprets this sort of opposition that's developed and the sort of opposition that was reflected in the vote, whether he interprets that as meaning a change in direction or not. He might see it as being something that that encourages him to adopt more democratic attitudes, more democratic structures, if you like. But alternatively, you might see it as being an indication that what was needed was a tightening of control.
Why is it a given that Putin will become president once again following the March election?
A couple of reasons. One is that he still remains the most popular politician around. The second is that there really is nobody who at this stage looks like being a viable alternative. In addition, of course, the Kremlin, which is under Putin's control, controls a lot of the mechanisms of the state which they will use to support Putin, so that there'll be much more state money spent in support of Putin's candidacy than anybody else's. The press will be by and large on side with Putin because most of them are dependent upon Kremlin largesse and seek to remain in the Kremlin's good books. So the odds are really stacked against anyone who is going to challenge Putin.
With 96% of the votes counted, Russia's Election Commission says the United Russia Party has 49.5% of the vote. If that's confirmed, the party will have more than half the seats in the Duma, but will lose its two-thirds majority, which has allowed it to change the constitution unchallenged.
Barbara Miller reporting.